You're listening to This Week in Palestine. I'm your host, Anne Lucas. Hello. Sabah al-khair, masa al-khair, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world, you are listening to This Week in Palestine, and I am your host, Anne Lucas. We just heard a little bit of a piece called Long Shahnaz being performed by Simon Shaheen and his band. It's a heritage piece, sort of an old repertoire. I'm not entirely sure who wrote it even. It's kind of generally referred to as Turath, meaning the music of heritage. Simon Shaheen is Palestinian, originally from Haifa. He actually has a really long, interesting history of music and musicians in his family. Simon has distinguished himself as the father of Arabic music here in the United States. He's not just an amazing Arabic musician, he is also a very prolific teacher. In case it isn't evident, I'm a bit of a music nerd, specifically an Arabic music nerd. And I wanted to share part of a project I'm trying to do of archiving all kinds of music that is associated with the genocide in Gaza from all different angles. And I wanted to focus this show on the music making that I'm hearing in Gaza. That might sound like an odd thing to go looking for in the middle of a genocide, but I want to show you that it really isn't. We will see today that music is very much still happening in Gaza. Palestinians in Gaza have been sharing a lot of music with the world, as well as with each other. And they're doing it on social media like everyone else. They're trying to get many followers. They're trying to go viral. And at a time when at a distance, death and destruction is all we see of Gaza, watching and listening to their music lets us experience their lives. Music is a tool to be used to create and sustain life. Palestinians know this. And yes, they know that it can even be used to teach life in the midst of death. Music is so much more than just music, so much more than just art. Music is a way to create power where none seems to exist. Palestinians know that and have a history of using music to empower themselves as Palestinians. And what we're seeing in Gaza now is no exception. So first, I want to show you what some of the professional musicians, people that were making a lot of music before October 7th, what they're doing now as they are displaced and how they're making music and why they're making music. Because, of course, they have all been displaced and their musical lives have been turned upside down. But that does not mean they aren't making music. And in some ways, music is taking on greater meaning, not just for themselves, but for everyone around them. But I'm going to start with one of the first songs to go viral in my social media all the way back in the fall of 2023. And then I want to end showing you the latest viral video of music out of Gaza to show up in my feed in the middle of July. And that last video is not about being professional at all. It's about the accessibility of music to everyone and how it is a source of power for anyone to access and use. And what I'm seeing and hearing are two types of collective memory for music. One is a kind of muscle memory for using it as a tool of sustenance and survival. The other is a historical memory for Palestinian resistance music and maintaining of a music culture of resistance. So yalla bina, let's go. Before Before getting started, I wanted to remind you that This Week in Palestine is now released as a podcast on Tuesdays on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on all major platforms, wherever you listen. And I'm going to include a bunch of stuff in the show notes for that podcast, including links to the music I'm talking about here, the people I'm talking about here, because, of course, we won't be able to see anything for this show. But also, there's even more music I want to share with you, give you some resources so you can find music in Gaza for yourself. I want to first start by acknowledging the Palestinian singer Mohammed Asaf, who is not in Gaza right now, but he is from Gaza, and his music has really become integral to how people have spoken out for Palestine and Palestinian liberation over these months. Since winning Arab Idol a couple of decades ago, Mohammed Asaf has really become almost like the musical soul of Palestine. There is no voice or musical aesthetic more synonymous with Palestine at this moment than that of Mohammed Asaf. He did actually write an entirely new song in response to the genocide in Gaza. The title of the song is Ghazza el-Azza, Gaza is pride. That's a very common phrase. People from Gaza say it. People say it about people from Gaza. It has the two things everyone likes in a saying. It's true and it rhymes. So about the time last fall, demonstrations for ceasefire were beginning, and a different song from Mohammed Asaf, Ana Dami Filistini, started being used overseas. This was the song that was showing up in my social media feed. So I want to show you the opening mawal of the song, as well as the first chorus and the first verse. For those of you who do not know, a mawal is an unmetered vocal section common in Arabic music. It's usually improvised, and these days lots of songs start with a mawal. As you will hear, the mawal uses a text that's completely separate from the song itself. It's also an opportunity for the singers to emote, to be more expressive, and frankly, to also show off. It's really much more technically challenging to sing a mawal than it is to sing the song. So the mawal text is, and this is just my rough translation, on your land, be patient with pain, and do not sell my soil. I write this history for you of what happened to me. I am Gaza with my steadfastness. The example has been set. The chorus text is quite simple. It's Gaza, 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 you are the symbol of pride, and just repeating that a couple times. The verse is, bow your head, history. Without Gaza, you cannot raise it. We have children and we grow old. It contains my roots, even what they uprooted. Oh, our invasion is a call for steadfastness. For the sake of Jerusalem, with a generous spirit, you have given us the title of steadfastness. For the sake of Jerusalem, with a generous spirit, no matter how high the border walls are, my soul is free and nothing will stop it. Gaza, you are a symbol of pride.
غزة 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 انت رمز العزة غزة 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 العزة.
This song does something that, to me, is very Palestinian. This song has a heavy message. It's both heavy politically, it's heavy emotionally, but this is also a dance song. It is specifically a Debka song. If you haven't ever done Debka, you need to get yourself to a Levantine wedding, a party, a nightclub ASAP. For the uninitiated, Debka is typically a line dance with set stepping patterns. People hold hands, moving around the room, doing the different Debka steps. There are fancier versions and simpler versions. There's always a way to participate. There are also complicated choreographies, usually done in folkloric dress for like weddings and special events. Palestinian Debka is a little bit different. It's danced for fun, but in my experience, it's also danced for several other reasons. That includes dancing Debka as a performance of resistance and dancing it as a political statement. For this reason, it's not uncommon for Palestinian Debka songs to have political messages. But Palestinian music is much more than just Debka music. Even the music of resistance is much more than Debka music. So let's keep listening.
أنت أعظم من عفا وأدم علينا الخير والبركات ربي إليك توجهي وصلاتي.
That song you were just hearing is an Islamic religious song by the young singer and oud player Samih Madhoun. This was released in 2023 and was his third commercial release. Oh, in case you don't know, the oud is the Arabic lute, a very popular instrument to play. He had a video that went viral of him playing oud and singing a Khatem Saher song. Khatem Saher is an Iraqi singer. And he was in a refugee camp. He's sitting on a chair on the sand. There's tents behind him. And he plays and sings, and it pans over to see the tents. He, like everyone else, has been displaced into a refugee camp. And in the description of the video, it was talking about how his oud had been destroyed by Israeli bombings, but then he had been gifted this new oud. And so the video is of him playing this gifted oud. In his own comments about it, he seems very embarrassed by the fact that the oud doesn't hold tune well. It needs some maintenance. I don't know what he's talking about. It sounds great. He sounds great. So let's go ahead and listen to this song that went viral. This song is called Mali Khaliq, which means I've had enough. I'm completely exhausted. Song is interesting because I think it came out 8 years ago, maybe, and it starts out sounding like a love song where you're tired of fighting and falling in and out of love with your lover, but then it turns out that's not what it's about. It's about your very complicated relationship with your corrupt country. But in general, Khatem Saher songs are very popular throughout the Arab world, so it's not unusual for any musician to be playing these songs or singing these songs, whatever they're about. And that's something I actually find really interesting. Samih has his own songs that he could be doing, but he's going back. He's going back to old songs, songs that are sort of part of the larger pan-Arab repertoire. But not only that, he's also going back into the resistance types of songs that are unique to the Turoth of Palestinians. For instance, more recently, he released a video of him playing and singing Yama Mawil Hawa with his brothers, younger brothers. This song uses poetry from Mahmoud Darwish, perhaps Palestine's greatest resistance poet. It has always felt like a very old folk melody to me, but I do not know really how old it is. I would love it if someone listening could let us know a bit about its history. I just know that if I start singing it, every Palestinian within the sound of my voice will start singing it. So they don't actually sing the whole thing. There's the main sort of chorus hook. Mother, move with the breeze. Mother, come closer to me. A dagger stab is better than being ruled by a scoundrel. Again, this isn't super easy to translate well. But then they sing one particular verse from it, and the verse they sing is, "And I walked underneath the rain, and the rain quenched my thirst. And when summer came, it ignited my fire. My life remains the price I would pay for liberty." Song I want to share with you from Samih in the refugee camp is actually a mawal, tutidar, and a song, Hadi Bahr Hadi. Both of these come from the Palestinian resistance poet Abu Arab. I'm not clear on when he first composed and released this song and mawal, but it would have been when cassettes were still very much in use. So certainly not any time recent. Abu Arab was born Ibrahim Muhammad Saleh in the Mandate of Palestine in the 1930s. His family was expelled during the Nakba and ended up in home Syria. He died in, I believe, 2014. He was a very prolific writer of resistance poetry in his lifetime and also a performer. He had a beautiful singing voice, a really great command of the Arabic modal system, really great feeling for melody. And he sang his poetry with a group called Naji Al-Ali. It's really great Arabic music. I mean, we would call it shabi, baladi. You know, it's not fancy. It's not complicated. But it's really beautiful. It's really well written, really well performed. And it's very catchy. So again, he doesn't sing the whole song. He doesn't do all the text of the Mawal, but I'm going to just give you my rough translation of the words that he is working with. You're going to hear him start saying Aman, Aman, Aman. That's just like singing la 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 la. It's not actually part of the text. But when he actually starts to use words, what he's saying is, O berry tree of our house, your patience for this world has ended. There is no doubt we will return. And the text he's using for the song, he is saying, Seas, be calm, be calm. We've been gone for so long. Send my salutations to the land where we were born. O stars, send my salutations to the fields of crops. The butterflies hover around, awaiting our return.
Aman, 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 ya تدار صبرك على الزمان جار ولا بد منعود مهما طول المشوار يا ويلي هدي يا بحر هدي طولنا في غيبتنا ودي سلامي ودي للأرض اللي حبتنا وهدي يا بحر هدي طولنا في غيبتنا ودي سلامي ودي للأرض اللي غابتنا خذي سلامي نجوم مع البيان وينك روح بعد الفراش بتحوم عم تستنزل عودتنا هدي يا بحر هدي طولنا في غيبتنا طولنا ودي سلامي ودي للأرض اللي غابتنا
And now for something completely different.
كل هالحب سألوني شو اللي عجبك فيها ما فيها شي بيسر القلب وأكيد مش لسواد عينيها
That song is from Soul Band, Soul spelled S-O-L, and it's from 2019. Hamada Nasrallah and Rahaf Shmali are the lead singers in this clip, and as you can hear, they are very much a band, writing, recording, and performing music together. And it has a very upbeat, poppy vibe. They were always based in Gaza, but they traveled and performed internationally. For instance, this music video for the song was actually filmed in Istanbul. Today, the Soul Band, like everyone else in Gaza, has been displaced. And it has morphed from a band that makes professional music to a kind of music collective. And this collective makes music for and with children. And instead of international travel, they travel around Gaza, making music with displaced children. I haven't been able to put names to all the professional musicians participating in this version of Soul Band. Feres Anbar is often on drums, Saadi Fadl is often on guitar, Hamada and Rahaf are still singing, but there are others, and it seems members can be added and subtracted. It's not a static collective. Sometimes they're operating with more musicians, sometimes fewer. I should note that before October 7th, Rahaf was already teaching music to children. I actually knew her for her work in Gaza with Musical Ambassadors for Peace, MAP. This international organization works to ensure music and music education can happen even in war zones and refugee situations. In this capacity, she was mostly teaching music and making music with children. And you can tell she's a more experienced teacher than the others. But in the current situation, I would say that doesn't really matter so much. In an interview, Hamada described what they do as play therapy, using music to engage the kids' minds and bodies in positive ways, and to give them some relief from the difficult lives they are leading. He talked about using songs that are both fun and familiar, but also songs that teach the children about themselves as Palestinians and resistance. The videos they share are quite short, and they go on Instagram and TikTok, where the short videos loop and loop and loop and loop. And we'll see, similar as before, they don't sing their own repertoire, they don't teach their own repertoire. They go back to old songs, folk songs, Palestinian songs. I've made two very short compilations of music they've shared, so you can hear both the kinds of songs they sing, but also how they sing them. Feres is leading them playing the rik. It's a tambourine, but it's played a bit more like a drum set. And actually, Feres normally plays a drum set or even a digital drum set. But the rik is small and it doesn't require power, so it travels well and it really gets the job done. The first short compilation starts with Ya Asma Alone. It's a simple folk tune talking about, oh, the dark, beautiful person you're obsessed with, you want to marry, they're so beautiful. And then you'll hear a little bit of Binta Shalabeya, literally a beautiful girl, just again, bit of a folk song. I love you, beautiful. I love you, I love you, I love you. And the last clip, they're actually singing along to a recording of Fairuz, the diva of Lebanon. It's her song, Raja'in Harwa. We are returning, O love. We are returning, O love, to love's home, to the fire of love. We are returning, again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I should say that in the video, Feres looks like he is absolutely loving singing the Fairuz there we heard at the end. A reminder that sometimes the adults making music for the benefit of children need to throw in something they like too. You know, singing at a child level is not the most interesting thing to do as an adult, so keeping it interesting for the adults is not an insignificant thing to do. So the second recording I'm calling a compilation isn't exactly a compilation. It's actually one song that was done in one session, but they separated it out into separate files to share in different places. This song is called Mea Baladi. My rough translation of the chorus is, come to my homeland and see how the sea smiles at you, smell the soil of our homeland, and draw your praise upon its rocks. The original song goes on after that to verses praising different towns and regions of Palestine. In this clip, one girl we will hear sings one verse, and again, my rough translation of that is, "Come to the coast of Haifa and keep its sand for a souvenir. Take a photo of the streets of Jaffa and walk on the wall of Akka." So that's the original verse. You'll hear, actually, they don't always say the same exact places. And actually, I think when the girl is singing, she actually, instead of saying Jaffa or Yaffa, she says Rafa, which, of course, that's where they are.
يلا سوا
Before I say anything else, there is one more recording I want to share from the Soul Band Collective. Here they are singing what is ostensibly a Debka song, though the kids are not dancing Debka so much as just dancing around as they please while they sing. It's very simple, but I really love it so much. The kids are having so much fun, there's even some adults that are dancing around. The words they are singing is just one line over and over, one melody over and over, and they're saying, "The love of Palestine is in us, in us. The love of Palestine is in us, in us. The love of Palestine is in us, in us." There are many things I really like about this, but one of them is that the melody of this Palestine is in us is actually taken from the song Liva Liva Palestina, that song famously written by Palestinians in exile in Sweden. It's in Swedish, and the line that usually goes with that melody that the kids were singing is Long Live Palestine, Crush Zionism. But they're not singing that. They are singing The Love of Palestine is in Us, a much more positive, self-loving kind of sentiment. So in both the word choice we just heard and in the choice of the song Mea Beledi, the Soul Band Collective is choosing positive imagery, positive attitudes towards Palestine and being Palestinian to teach through music. Resistance when doing play therapy with children in a time of genocide is about maintaining positivity and literally a sense of happy living. Resistance here is just being Palestinian, alive, and able to experience joy. But of course, this is the reality people are creating using music in the middle of a reality that is anything but joyful. And inevitably, in the process of doing this kind of work over months, the Soul Band, they've met and made a lot of music with a lot of children, which means they have also gotten to know many children who have been killed by Israel, and of course, meeting those parents that have lost those children. More recently, they shared part of a song they worked on themselves that's really about expressing sentiments as adults that love children and losing their children. The part they shared of it can be roughly translated as, "My children are birds in heaven. Oh, how lucky is heaven to have them. My whole life I have been wishing to raise them and watch them grow, to celebrate them one by one, to see them go on to have children, to let the smiles wrinkle my face when I pick them up with my own hands." This song is not for children. It's not about play therapy. It's about adults coping with an impossibly difficult reality.
ولادي عصافير بالجنة ويا بخت الجنة فيهم طول عمري عايش بتمنى يكبروا قدامي وربيهم أفرح فيهم واحد واحد وأشوف ولادهم بعنيا والضحكة تسكن تجاعيدي كل ما أشيلهم بإيديا.
For as beautiful as that song is, it's absolutely heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. We live in a world where songs like this have any reason to be written at all. Yet we live in a world where within months, there are literally tens of thousands of reasons to write such songs. And that is why this idea of play therapy is important. Engaging kids in learning songs, practicing them, memorizing them, and performing them with each other is important. Music helps create an alternate reality, an alternate lived experience that helps children and really helps all people live within even the most extremely horrific realities. The last example of music making in Gaza I want to share is the latest one to go viral in my feed this week, mid-June 2024. And no, it actually is not the snippet I just played for you, but that song we just heard does play a role, as we will see. What you just heard is not a song from Gaza, and it's not even from the current century. It's actually a song from 1982 called "O World, Bear Witness to Us and to Beirut." It was sung by a group called the Ashiqin. They were a political music group associated with the PLO at the time. This song relates to Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 1982, an invasion that was about killing Palestinians, stopping the PLO resistance there. But of course, it also had detrimental impacts on the Lebanese civil war that was in process at the time. I actually learned from this song that Palestinians will use the phrase Americanized to mean something akin to turning a blind eye towards something. So this main chorus you just heard says something to the effect of bear witness to what Israel's doing to us, the PLO, and to the Lebanese war. Bear witness to both these things while the United States turns a complete blind eye to both. I shared this song because the most recent viral song I have seen from Gaza engages in something called talbis in Arabic music, Talbis literally refers to getting dressed. In music, it refers to taking the melody of a song and giving it new words. The idea is that you are metaphorically changing the melody's clothes when you give it new words. In my experience, it's a very common practice in Palestinian political songs. In fact, it can sometimes get difficult to keep track of the different texts set to the same melody. So this example of viral talbis I want to share with you comes from a man named Hassan Abdayed. I apologize. I am not sure if I'm saying his name correctly because I haven't been able to confirm the Arabic spelling as of this taping. But he is singing with a boy, I assume is a relative of his. The boy is named Azam. And they are in the Nusrat refugee camp. In their video, they do their own version of this old Asherin song. Again, the same melody from the chorus we were hearing, but new words. And their song and their video has been picked up by others on the internet. And those other people have processed the audio in different ways, also the original video. Sometimes they make whole new videos using the processed audio. So we are going to listen to a version that keeps Hassan's original video with Azam, but someone has added reverb to it and also a drum that comes in. But basically, it's the same video that they originally made. I tell you this because you're going to see this when you go out and look for these types of music videos. And just to assure you, no, Gaza does not have access to digital reverb nor digital percussion orchestration. That's something that's added by others after the fact. And we don't know who, or at least I don't know who. And of course, anybody can get a hold of it and do all kinds of things with it. Presumably, the point of singing this song and making the video was to go viral. I assume that's what Hassan was looking for. It is pretty performative. He and Azam are standing and walking in the streets. And as they sing, all these people are gathering around them to hear. It literally sounds like they're singing out in an open field, like to the mountains or something. Here is a rough translation of what they are saying. O world, bear witness to us and to our homes being destroyed, while the Arabs are in a sweet sleep. And whoever can't see that Gaza is dying has American eyes. We've tasted death by planes and raids by land and sea. They close the crossings so people die of hunger, and they wage this Nazi war. And the tanks keep destroying until they enter the areas of eastern Gaza. And the heroes fight with rifles and other devices and were martyred in the neighborhood of Shujaya. You'll hear at the beginning of this, it's actually Azan that starts singing, but then Hassan stops him and Hassan takes over. And then you'll hear them go back and forth singing different sections. And at some point, they will start repeating the very beginning text.
اشهد يا عالم علينا وهدموا بيوت والعرب بنوم هانيين واللي ما شاف في الغربان غزة موت أعمى بعيون أمريكيين
سيارات احنا ذقنا طعم الموت غرب بري وبحريين سدوا المعابر بتجوع الناس تموت شنوا الحرب النازية والدبابات تضل تدمر حتى تفوت مناطق غزة الشرقية والبطل قاتل بالعقل وبالبارود واستشهد جوا الشجاعية اشهد يا عالم علينا وهذا بيوت والعرب بنوم هانية يلي ما شاف الغربان غزة تموت أعمى بعيون أمريكية بالطيارات احنا دبنا طعم الموت غرب الري وبحرية سدوا المعابر بتجوع الناس تموت شنوا الحرب
As you can hear, they are really just working with this very short chorus melody section of the original song, but it totally works. Even if you don't understand Arabic, you can hear the primary rhyme is ye, bahriye, sharqiye, shujaye. So the neighbor of Shujaye in Gaza was a place where resistance fighters got the jump on Israel months ago. It was a key moment for Palestinian resistance in Gaza, but it also fits the rhyming scheme, so it makes the new dress fit, so to speak. This melodic reference is short and simple, but it conveys so much meaning. The melody itself conveys resistance and strength. It conveys a history of surviving Israel doing their worst, with the United States' blessing. It reminds Palestinians they have survived this combination of superpowers before, and they can survive again. Of course, Nusirat underwent a horrific massacre proximate to this video going viral. So having this song out there and the visual of singing in the streets of the camp was itself a show of strength and defiance. There are many things I love about this last example, but one of them is that you can see that for Palestinians, resistance poetry and resistance singing is not at all limited to the professionals. You don't have to be Abu Arab or Mahmoud Darwish and commit your life to this work to be doing it. It's often everyday people that give old melodies new poetry that relates to the current resistance effort, whatever and wherever it is. Everyday people dress up melodies with new words that meet the emotional and psychological needs of the moment. And those needs can also vary by where Palestinians are in the world and who they are specifically. For instance, I am sure it wasn't professionals that assigned new words to Liva Liva Palestina that we heard earlier. They changed the rhythm a bit to make it more danceable. But everyday people make up new words to melodies they know to serve whatever is happening in the current moment. This is an important element of music making as survival. In my opinion, it is as important, if not more important, as professional music making. Music is a resource anyone can access even under the worst of circumstances. And that is ultimately what makes it an important tool for Palestinians in their fight for liberation. We are out of time, but I hope this show gave you a little bit of a different look into Palestinians in Gaza and the agency they have, even at this moment of genocide, and the role of music in giving them agency. Please remember to look out for the podcast release on Tuesday. The show notes will help you find all the music and people we heard today, and also social media accounts that compile and share music being made in Gaza. So look out for that. And to play us out, we have the original Mel Al Baladi. The song was originally sung by Shalbi Yunus and Ghazal Ghayib. So we're going to hear about Come Visit My Homeland, Jerusalem and its streets and sky, the most beautiful place. If you want to feel joy, Nazareth will send you peace. Come to Wadi Ara, pot of coffee is over the fire. We'll see you next week. القدس شوارعها والسماها أجمل مكان ميل عنا وسأل عنا احنا للكرم عنوان
وإذا بدك تتهنى الناصرة بتبعت سلام قعدت تحلى ميت قلب وجودك حلو الكلام
ميل على وادي عار ركوة القهوة عنا شرفنا حارة حارة قلوبنا لعيونك دار
ميل على وادي عار وركوة القهوة عالنار شرفنا حارة حارة قلوبنا لعيونك دار
ميل على بلدي لتشوف كيف البحر